It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
It's Saturday and it is the Grillin' Guys. On the Michigan Talk Network, we'd like to welcome our new affiliates. The Grillin' Guys have gone statewide, and we're all over mid-Michigan, and we're welcoming everybody here. We'll make a rundown of where we're at. If you're listening to us for the first time, we appreciate you. My name's Jop. My partner's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, and good morning, grilling world. It is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. And we are just a crazy show about a couple of guys who grill a little too much. And every now and then, we like to throw down a Michigan microbrew or maybe some good Michigan wine. We primarily try to do Michigan products, and then we go for American products. So we're rednecks. I am the original infrared neck.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that later, the infrared neck. But Lansing, WVFN, the game, we welcome you guys to the network, as well as WTKA in Ann Arbor, Sports Talk 1050. We're glad to have you. We are going to light up your backyard this Saturday. I don't know about where you are, but where I am, the sun is shining, and it is a beautiful day, and we are going to create a little bit of grill envy. We got a busy show for us today. We're going to be talking to our friend Michigan. It's Michigan Wine Month, isn't it, Bob?
It is Michigan Wine
Month. Yeah, and our friend Kenny Peterson from Round Barn Winery. If you've not had any of this wine, pairs up very well with some grilled food. Mad Jack is a guy we met last week down at the Dark Horse Brewery. And at Dark Horse, they had a little barbecue contest. Bob, you were judging that, weren't you?
Yes, and yep. I'm not mad.
Well, I heard you had a mad time, though. Down there, you guys went for probably a little too long on the barbecue contest. As I understand it, that one went late, didn't it?
It did. Yeah. It was just long enough.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to be talking to our friends from the Operation Injured Soldiers here just in a minute. They're joining us in the studio. Bob made a new friend this week, guys. This is a big boy toy store. You guys got to check this out. A place called Full Throttle Motorsports over in Lansing. Just a fantastic big boy toy store. We're going to have Ramey Raleigh on the show. But right now, let's go to our friend Pam from Operation Injured Soldiers. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, you know what? We're fine. And thanks for joining the Grillin' Guys show.
Oh, it's such an honor.
Well,
Thank you for inviting us.
I know you drove all the way over here from Detroit morning, and
just
we're
to
in
see
Grand
you
Rapids.
Guys.
So it took a couple hours to do that. But
it was cloudy in Detroit, and it's sunny here. What's that tell you?
Well, that tells you welcome to West Michigan. We're all good with that.
You.
But you brought the sun with you because it's normal. Cloudier here than it is in Detroit.
Okay, we'll take it this way.
So tell us all about Operation Injured Soldiers.
Operation Injured Soldiers has a special place in my heart. It is kind of a Michigan-based group, and we're made up of all volunteers. None of us get paid. What we do is we go out and we raise money to bring our disabled soldiers and our veterans together in fishing events, hunting events, camping, sporting events.
Grilling
yeah, with you
yeah,
two.
Baby.
That's something we need to talk about, boys.
We're on it.
Yeah, okay. And what we want to do is bring our veterans and our disabled veterans together. You have to understand, when they're in war times and we're in their troops, they have a common bond where they can talk to each other, where they can vent, where they can talk about problems. When they get home and the war is gone, 2 to 3 years later, their buddies are gone, they've lost contact, who do they talk to then? Some of them have PTSD, which is a bad problem with our society now, post-traumatic stress disorder, and it's something that we really as a nation need to address because it is something that's going to get more out of hand. So what Operation Injured Soldiers does is goes out and has fundraising events. We also get corporate sponsors. 98% of our funds go right back to our troops.
In what way? Let's talk a little bit about like the last couple events that you guys have done for the guys.
For example, this weekend in Florida, Marcos Island, we have four Vietnam veterans going on a shark fishing excursion out into the Gulf of Mexico. In 2 weeks, we have 12 soldiers going to Hamlin, New York, where they're going to go out in Lake Ontario salmon and trout fishing.
Okay, so this is all about our soldiers that have served our country They're back, and we're trying to just get these guys together, give them a little camaraderie that maybe
you
they don't have
it.
Anymore.
You got
and
it.
There's a variety of ways to do it, but you guys help raise money to fund those kind of outings.
Yes, we do.
Fantastic.
In fact, we have a major fundraising event coming up here in Grand Rapids at the Deltaplex. On June 23rd, we're having a concert with Cabbage Crick.
Okay.
Who is a band that was pretty noted in this area. And we're going to have our soldiers there that night talking, telling their stories, their experiences with Operation Injured Soldier.
That's going to be a good event.
Cabbage Creek is
a legendary 20-some-year-old, maybe 30-year-old band. Those guys are still popping the
songs. And they've agreed to get back together
for Operation.
It's kind of a folks
band. They got banjos, and they look like a fun. It's like From Her Brother Where Art Thou, the Soggy Bottom Boys.
Deltaplex, June 23rd. You can go on the Deltaplex website to get tickets. It's a donation of $70,
which is an awesome cause event right there. You can have fun and get some money for this wonderful Operation Injured Soldiers. And also, you've got your pal here, First Sergeant Tom Lindsley, retired Army, 11th Armored Cav. And welcome to the show, Tom. We met you at the Ultimate Hunting Expo. And thanks so much for joining us this morning also and bringing Pam with you.
Well, thanks a lot, Randy, for giving me a chance to enjoy the camaraderie of your listening audience and to share something real special with them and my brothers and sisters in arms.
Yeah, you know, Tom, you were telling me when we were talking to you to try to line this up that you're quite a hunter and a fisherman yourself, and you wanted to come and do a remote. We're in the studio today, but you had some wild game that you were going to bring. Was that part of one of your events where you got that, or is that something you did personally?
No, I have to admit, that's a private meet.
Yep.
that was a private meet that we acquired a boar down in Atlanta this spring and a venison last fall. But what I'd like to take a moment to do, if I may, is just address briefly something directly to the disabled veterans that are out there.
Sure.
My brothers and sisters, I'll ask you to seriously consider reaching out to Operation Injured Soldier, because this is real, it's available, and we don't know who you are. You must come to us. We have no database to reach out to you. So please do reach out to www.injuredsoldiers.org, and the phone number would be 248-437-1144. Again, we can't do it without you in the boats.
And this is free, guys. This is not a membership organization. This is an organization that wants to reach out to you and help you join up with some of your comrades that you maybe don't have an opportunity to see anymore, or that just at least have had like experiences that you had. And you get out in the outdoors. You can hunt. You can fish. You can go to a NASCAR race. You can do a lot of things. This is just an organization to bring you all together so that you can get organized and hang out with some like-minded guys or gals that have had similar experiences.
Sure. If I can just add one thing, the way the organization came to me, I was so sick when I met them that they couldn't do anything for me. I wasn't capable of getting out. But shortly after I met them, my life was saved by a surgery. And now I used the year of my recovery from that to prepare myself to volunteer for this group.
That's great.
We need their help, and we need the soldiers in the boats, and we can't do it without them coming to us.
Fantastic. Well, that's, you know, the Grilling Guys love to help the vets. I'm a vet myself, and Jop's got a big heart for vets. So that's awesome. We sure appreciate that, and we're gonna ride along with you guys, and we're going to keep promoting that.
Absolutely. Coming up next on the Grilling Guys, we've got Matt Jack. He was at the Dark Horse Brewery last weekend down there, one of the competitors that Bob met. This guy can throw down some barbecue. He's making this thing called a porchetta we're going to talk about with him. And then stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.